Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the Psalm 102, of which we read a portion earlier. And now I'll read the whole Psalm 102. A prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I'm like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake, I'm like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me, those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink, because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow, I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favour her. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who are doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord and in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days, you whose years endure through all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servant shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. Let's pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Christian friends, this psalm is a prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Over the last few days, our news has been full of stories of celebrities falling ill and dying. A singer who died at the age of 53. The actresses Debbie Reynolds and her daughter Carrie Fisher dying within a day of each other. And as we heard tonight, they're going to be buried together. The days of all of us are like smoke, aren't they? Like an evening shadow. We wither away like the grass, the psalmist says. And as another year draws to an end, we're all reminded of our approaching end, the eventide of our lives, aren't we? As families get together at Christmas, like Christine's and my siblings coming together at our place a couple of days ago, all of us in our 60s and 70s, we ask each other about our various complaints. And it becomes an organ recital, doesn't it? And that's fine, insofar as it shows genuine concern for each other and we can share some good advice. As long as we remember, above all, to take all of our complaints, finally, first and foremost, to the right address. To take our complaints to the world's best complaints department, pouring it all out to the Lord himself, as the psalmist does, a prayer of one afflicted when he is faint, and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Now, the first 11 verses of this psalm are a prayerful complaint. covering faintness, physical weakness and groaning, unexpected illness, pain and burning in the bones. He also complains of sleeplessness and loneliness. He lies awake and he feels like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. He also complains about his enemies taunting him. We think about the taunts and hostility that Christians and others have been suffering in Syria and other parts of the Middle East, and the Christian girls kidnapped in Nigeria, and the terrible anguish that has been for their families. We think of the attack on the Australian Christian Lobby building in Canberra, and the hatred and discrimination that Christians can experience even in this country. For whatever reason, when we think of our suffering or the suffering of others, there are many reasons for Christian people to shed tears, to mingle tears with our drink, as the psalmist says. We shouldn't be ashamed to shed tears either, especially when we're pouring our hearts out to the Lord. In Psalm 56 we read, "You have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle, are they not in your book?" But then after he's poured his heart out, there comes the great turning point in the psalm at verse 12 as the psalmist expresses his faith in the Lord. "You, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It's time to favour her, for the Lord builds up Zion." Yes, the number of true Christians may be dwindling, but the Lord still keeps, at least in Australia today, but the Lord keeps building up his Zion, whether here or elsewhere, adding more to his number, adding more and more to our number each day, as we will again tomorrow morning when Carlene's little grandson will be christened. What did the Lord Jesus say to Simon Peter that echoes our psalm? "I tell you, you are Peter." One commentator says, "You are Rocky." Peter meaning Rocky. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against her. Yes, our faithful, ever reliable God promises to keep building his Zion. He takes pity on her and he favours her. So we can thank him, particularly this year, for the redevelopment that's taken place here, as a sign of his undeserved favour to us as a congregation. With God's servants everywhere, we will hold her stones dear. And he even goes on to say, we'll have pity on her dust. Our eternal, faithful God, who keeps his eye on the big picture, who builds up his Zion here and around the world and appears in his glory among us, this same Lord, our psalmist says, also has an eye on the little picture, the small picture. He keeps his eye on every sparrow that falls. He has an eye too for each of us and an ear for each of us. He inclines his ear to us when we call on him. What a dramatic year this has been. We've seen convulsive changes in world politics, haven't we? We've seen dramatic weather events. We have many good reasons to face the new year with trepidation, perhaps. And we know that the day will come when these heavens and this earth will perish, as the psalm says. The sun, the moon, the stars, the whole form of this present world will pass away. It will wear out like a garment. But whatever 2017 brings to our world and to each of us personally, we can count on our God being faithful to his promises. We can trust him to keep building up his Zion and daily adding an individual here, a family there, to the number of those who are being saved. Our text for New Year's Eve is picked up in the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, where the inspired writer makes it clear that God's Son, our Lord Jesus, is superior to the angels. This psalm is quoted, "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. And later in the same letter, at the end of the same letter, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can count on him to take our hands and lead us safely through whatever lies ahead. We can, in the words of Psalm 15, we can say in the words of that psalm, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, sorry, that should be Psalm 31. Yes. I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. My times are in your hand. Now, tomorrow is going to be an extraordinary day because it ushers in a very special new year, the year when Lutherans and other Christians will be celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So about 30 Lutherans, including our Bishop John Henderson and archivist Jeanette Lange, have gathered on the Chatham Islands to the east of New Zealand where the new year first begins. And for us, the Reformation is all about putting our faith in Jesus, the Son of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Reformation didn't introduce a lot of newfangled progressive ideas. No, the Reformers' single-minded focus was on the good news of God's Son and the Holy Scriptures that testify to him. Their single-minded focus was on God's amazing grace, rediscovered grace, to clean away the barnacles that had accumulated on the ship of the church in recent centuries, in previous centuries, the false teachings and practices that had attached themselves to the church. And that's what we sing in the Reformation hymn 258. We don't sing this, but it's a great hymn. I think we sang it once in seminary, perhaps, David, I'm not sure. But it's a great Reformation hymn. O God, our Lord, your holy word was long in darkness shrouded. Your grace alone has made it known, its truth and light unclouded. Your holy men this word did pen by your own inspiration. For truth restored, we offer, Lord, our thankful adoration. If we would claim the Christian name, in faith must we be grounded. In Christ we must put all our trust, on him alone be founded. Our faith then prove in fervent love to God and to our neighbour, with conscience pure and heart secure, which come not by our labour. And then the last verse, we build, O Lord, upon your word, with heart and spirit fervent. And this we plead, that in our need you will not leave your servant. To you we pray, Lord, that we may, upon your grace relying, have bliss and life amid all strife, and peace and joy in dying. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.